Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Glenn Williams Show. This is new for me. This is my first show is not sports, and I'm excited for it. This is a new task for me and something that I never thought I would do, but it came, and one night I just got the idea to do it, and here we are. So for those of you who haven't seen my Facebook post, when I introduce this, I will read it to you. And for those of you who have seen it about what the show is going to be, I'll just say it again. So at the beginning, I've been thinking about starting a new podcast about stuff that is on my mind. Since being at school, I've discovered a new side to my life, which I love, the journey of maturation. This podcast will consist of a young man talking about random things to enhance people's lives, hopefully, and to give perspective to people of a different life other than their own. There will be swearing, laughing, happiness, sadness, and much more. The episodes will not have any set dates. When I feel any certain thing worth sharing, I will record an episode. If you are at all interested, then I'd love feedback on this post and about what you think. Thanks. So pretty much, I just got an idea one day. I was actually driving from Illinois down to South Carolina, where I currently go to school, and I got tired of listening to music, so I said, you know what, I've always wanted to try my hand at motivational speaking, so I'm just going to listen to some motivational videos and see how it works. And I got this idea, you know what, maybe I should try it, and here I am. I'm not in front of a big crowd, but I am hopefully talking to a few people, and I don't need a lot of listeners. I don't need a large amount of people. I just want to impact anybody and who's ever willing to listen. So, let me start off by the episode by saying that, you know, this is different for me. It might be different to you if you've never listened to a podcast, or if you have, but you've never listened to one like this. This is not just about me. This is about people that I see. Yes, certain parts are about me, but not all of it. It's pretty much about just everything I see. Whenever I see something, I write it down. Whenever I, see somebody pick something up and put it in a trash can, that's just an example, but I would see that and I would write it down and think about it and evaluate it and just stuff like that. So let's just go right into it, I guess. I will just, make every episode as different as I can. There might be some repeats about topics, but tonight it's just what I've been feeling today. And believe me, this is hard for me. I had to watch a video about motivation, actually, to start this show. I was sitting by my phone. I'm actually doing a project for school right now, which I'll get to later in the episode. But I was like, you know what? Maybe I should do this tonight. Maybe I should finally start. And I was like, I was like shaking in my own shoes. I didn't want to do it almost. I wanted to, but I couldn't because I was nervous. And that's weird because, I've never been nervous when talking about a sports show, but I'm so excited for this because I don't give a shit what people think about my opinions over life. Sports, it was weird because I would be afraid to share my own podcast about sports. Because I was afraid people would judge me over my view on sports. But you know what? I don't give a shit what other people think about this podcast because this is about me. And people don't control me. They don't, this is about personal growth, not people giving their opinions on me. Now, if you guys have feedback, by all means, I'd love to hear it. But if you guys want to share this, go ahead. You have my permission. Not that you would need it, but go ahead, share it and spread the word. The reason for this is to spread, awareness about personal growth, I guess. But let's just get right into it. I have a whole page of notes here, but I don't even know if I'll use it. I just kind of go with the flow when I talk in front of big crowds of people. But to start off, I was just sitting around today. Yeah, I know. Guy's talking about personal growth and he was just sitting around today. But I was thinking to myself about taking a risk, and I thought, I don't really take risks. And then I said, what the fuck, why don't I do that? And I was like, wait, I just moved 900 miles from home. I've lived with my parent. My two parents are my best friends. There's no question about it. I mean, those two are everything to me. I spend all my time with them when I'm with them, or at least try to spend the most amount of time I can with them. To move 900 miles from them was really hard. And that's a risk. You know, I understand that I'm going to school. I'm safe. I have a warm bed to go to whenever I need it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm fortunate. But this was a risk for me. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And, you know, I'm so glad I did it. Best decision I've ever made in my life. Moving away from my best friends. And that's hard, but it's the best decision I ever made in my life. And I will stand by that to the death. You know, I'm not saying that if you go 20 minutes from your house or 5 minutes from your house to go to school, then that's a bad thing. It's not at all. That's still different. In some ways, it's better than what I've done. But for me, this was the best thing I could have done, which was get away from my comfort zone. And I hope that all of you can relate somehow that you've gotten away from your comfort zone, because once you get away from your comfort zone, then you can start doing stuff with your life that you feel proud of. And you can feel proud of doing things that, you know, are in your comfort zone. But when you get out of your comfort zone and you start doing shit, it's a whole new feeling. There's nothing that can compare. And I have no doubt in my mind that risk is learning. If you don't take a risk, you can only learn certain things by taking a risk. I look at my parents. I mean, I'll allude to them millions of times on this show because, quite frankly, if I hadn't had certain things go on in my life with them and learned things from them about risks they've taken, I wouldn't have never gone to school 900 miles. I would have ended up going, I don't even know if I would have went to school. There was a time in my life where I never thought I would go to college. But here I am. And learning, if you want to learn the best stuff, then you have to take risks. And a risk could be something as waking up 15 minutes earlier to, you know what, maybe beat the rush hour traffic, or it could be something like joining the military. People need to understand that taking risk doesn't have, if you have a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a small risk, 10 being a big risk, a risk is a risk. You learn from all risks. And people don't understand that. I mean, I see people all the time who don't even recognize they're taking a risk. And when they accomplish something, they don't feel good about it. I mean, it's sad, because I've been fortunate enough to understand when I take a risk, and I'm still not perfect. I know there are times when I take risks and I don't understand that I am. And that could be something as, you know, I'm on a baseball team. A college baseball team, if I throw a pitch in front of my coach and end up looking like a jackass when I do it because it bounced 10 feet in front of the plate, I don't, you know, I'm looking at myself like, damn, why the hell am I here? I mean, I can't even get it to the plate. And then, well, what I should really be looking at is, yeah, I went out of my comfort zone and I tried something new in front of my coach just to try it out, to see what he thought, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. It could be something so small as that, or it could be moving 900 miles away. But when you take a risk, you learn. And it could be you learn not to do something ever again. You do something stupid. You try drugs. You drink. You do anything that you consider stupid, and that's a risk. But you learn from it, and that is great. And I've learned, I've never had a sip of alcohol, you know, how do I put, I've had a sip of my parents' drink here and there, but I've never had alcohol at school. I've never smoked marijuana. I've never done any of that, but the risk was not doing that. The risk was losing friends over not doing that stuff. And I've learned that my personal health and growth is way more important than a friend's, you know, opinion on me, because I don't do that shit. And then the next thing I have about risk is knowledge comes at a price. Like I just said, you know, my price might have been losing some friends here and there, but my knowledge is now that you don't have to do stupid shit to feel good about yourself. And a lot of people think that that's the only way to feel good about yourself, by drinking or by having fun on a Friday night. Well, screw that. That's not. You want to feel good about yourself. I'm not saying you have to. I mean, plenty of people find joy in drinking alcohol or smoking marijuana or doing whatever. But if you really want to, you know, make a difference in your life, get the hell off your couch, quit drinking on weekends, and go out and make something of yourself. Take a risk. Call a company that you might have always wanted to work for and just go for something. I recently applied to be a student ambassador in Boston, a place I've never even I don't even have a reason to like Boston. And I'm already applying for an internship. That's a risk. The chances of me getting it are extremely slim. Who gives a shit? I'm taking a risk. And if I'll learn one of I already know I'll learn one of two things. One, either I'm capable of doing something I didn't think I could do if I get it. If I don't, I'll learn, all right, you know what? I'm 0 for 1. Big deal. Who says I can't be 1 for 2 if I try another risk like that? But I'm getting at everybody needs to take risks. If they want to learn the best things, get out of your comfort zone and take a risk. There's nothing better than that. And I've learned firsthand that my risk that I can draw to most is moving 900 miles away from my home that I spent 18 years of my life at. Now I'm living in a foreign place where everything is so much different, but it's been the best thing ever for me. I've had plenty of nights where I've called my parents crying. I haven't even called my parents some night, and I've been crying. I'm not ashamed of that. Not one bit. Not one bit am I ashamed of that. I'm glad that that's happened to me at a young age, because there are people, I know there are people who I graduated with, they're going to step into the real world and get their shit kicked in. But I'm not saying I'm perfect. But I'm saying that I've seen something in myself. I've seen what it's like to lay on my floor and, you know, feel like, oh, poor me, the world's beating me to my knees. And that's just me taking a risk and me learning that some things aren't going to, you know, end up perfect right away. And that everybody should take risks. That's the first, you know, thing, the first big step that you can take if you want to learn in your life for life skills. And another thing I wanted to get to is how to flip things around or improve where you're at right now. You know, you don't have, if you listen to this, you don't have to, you know, feel like, oh, my life is bad right now, I need to change it. You can have, I have a great life right now. I'm healthy, and I have a great family. People enjoy my company. I have everything I need to live a great life, and I am living a great life, but that doesn't mean I can't improve it. I love to improve my life. There's nothing more that I love than to learn right now, and I never thought I would say that. I hate learning. I used to say that I hate learning, but now I love it. There's so many opportunities to learn, and there's nothing better than learning now. And yeah, get that from me. I mean, I was the kid who started off my high school career with a 2.9 GPA, and now I'm here saying that learning is my favorite thing. So you don't have to be, you can be in a bad spot, you can be in a good spot, you can be in a great spot. It doesn't matter. If you want to really just improve or flip things around, then just do some stuff that try stuff. Look up motivational videos. If you can't gather something from this, look up your own motivational videos. Just try something. And all of this stuff that I'm talking about, I've tried. I can give you firsthand evidence that it works and that it's helpful. The first thing you need to do is write stuff the fuck down. You can't get anywhere if you don't grasp things where they're at right now. The first thing is to write stuff down. I can't stand writing, but when I think about, you know what, this is gonna help me do something. When I get up, I'm not one of those people who writes down a planner every week, but I write stuff down to remind me that, you know what, shit, man, this is, I won't do stuff unless I write it down. I play video games a lot, and I'm like, you know what, I could be doing something else right now. And then I think, well, I didn't write stuff down. I give myself an excuse to not do something. But when you write stuff down and you stick by it, you don't even allow yourself the opportunity to make an excuse, because you've told yourself you'll do it. So when you write stuff down, then you have to want it and you have to go after it. And it's so simple. If you want to flip things around or improve, it's so simple that all you have to do is just write stuff down. Literally, write stuff down. It's that simple. You want to wake up 15 minutes early and beat the rush hour traffic and not cut work close? Okay, write down, I'm going to wake up at this time, and then set your alarm for that time. You want to improve your baseball skill. You want to improve your 40-yard dash by a tenth of a second, write down ways that you can do that. And I guarantee you, you won't even understand it. But at the time, you may not understand it. But as time goes on, you'll be like, shit, I'm starting to do stuff that I'm writing down. And you have to understand, you can't just write stuff down and discard it after you've wrote it down. You have to write it down. And then if you've accomplished something, put a check mark, reward yourself, enjoy small success. Small success is the root of big success. You can't just start somewhere and look at a mile down the road and be like, that's where I want to go. And then you can't just immediately go there. You have to drive by everything that you're going by. You have to see the trees on the side of the road. You have to see all that shit if you want to get to that mile down the road. So you have to understand what a small victory, 10 small victories are as good as one big victory. And that's the way I see. If you want to really enjoy the pure things in life, enjoy the small things. And people always say that, but they don't know what it means. That means that, yes, getting married is great. Having a child is great. Signing your letter of intent is great. But what's actually freaking great is going to the gym at 5:30 on Christmas Eve. That's what's great. You have to understand that you just did that. And I wouldn't have done that this year if I hadn't, you know, I sent a text to somebody, hey, wake up at 5:30 on Christmas Eve, we're going to lift. That was my version of writing that thing down. And I've realized now that that's a victory. That's just as important as me getting into a game. That's just as important as me getting a scholarship. It's the same exact thing, because if you want to get that mile down the road, then you have to understand what the hell you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you can achieve small victories. That's how you, people always talk about, that's how you build a culture in a team. Well, you're your own team. If you want to build a culture with yourself, enjoy the small victories. Do things right. Do small things right, and once you start doing small things right, you become so accustomed to doing the right thing that once that big thing comes, you're doing the right thing. It's literally that simple. When you start writing stuff down, you flip the shit right away. It's that simple. It really is. I went from a 2.9 GPA my freshman year of high school. I was that kid who hated that shit. And I didn't even realize how much writing things down would help. But as I started doing that gradually throughout high school, throughout college, I started my college freshman year with a 3.3 GPA. And people say, oh, you're taking gen eds, you're taking freshman easy classes. Well, to hell with that shit. I know what I'm doing. I know that algebra was a challenge for me. I got a C all 3 years. My first 2 years of high school, I never got anything better than a 75% in high school math. My junior year, I got a B one semester, and that was great. I go into college, I start writing shit down more. I got 100% on my final. Yeah, I'm bragging about myself. I don't give a shit. This is what I'm talking about. Once you start doing this, you feel success. I'm just giving you an example of me. I get 100% on that final. Okay, nobody knows that I got 100%, but I know it. Now I'm capable. The big victory was telling people I have a 3.3 GPA after my freshman year of college. The small victory was spending 6+ hours the night before studying for that math test, getting 100% on that math final. That was the small victory. The big victory is telling people when they ask me that I got a 3.3. You don't have to go around bragging about it, but when somebody asks, you can, you know, puff out your chest a little bit and say, yeah, I finished with a 3.3. I got an A in that math class. And this can pertain to anything. This can pertain to, you know, going to work in the morning. This can, it can really extend out to whatever you want it to extend out to. You have to push yourself, not just your body. That's another thing. People think that when you push yourself, that means going to the gym every day. That means waking up and doing this and that. Well, no. What also pushing yourself means is thinking about what you do. Not just getting to the gym and lifting. That means that you think about, well, if I do this and I think about the moral victories I've had since going to the gym, I think about, you know what, here's how I can achieve something at work, not just going and doing it. When you start thinking about stuff in a positive manner, you flip everything around physically. You can't just jump to a physical thing and not think about it. You have to push your mind just as much as you push your body. And when you start pushing yourself, you get stress. And stress is a great thing. It sucks in the moment, but it's great. It's great in every other fashion. I mean, I'm doing a project right now. I'm stressed out about, and you're gonna laugh when you hear it. I'm doing an art project. Yeah, I hate the shit out of art, but my baseball coach once told me, this may not be my world, but this is my teacher's world. My art teacher, her world is art. And when you start respecting other people's stuff, I hate art, but when I respect that this is her world, it makes me put a little more passion in my work so that she knows that she's doing something, that what she's doing is meaningful to others. So I'm stressed about this, and you'd think, well, I mean, I know I'm not going to go into any art career, but I'm stressed about this. I want to do my best on it. I may not have put forth the best effort in drawing that final curve in it, but yeah, this is something when you start to really understand life and enjoy life, you start to put your 100% effort into things that even you don't like. And when I say I'm stressed about it, I truly am. You learn from stress. Stress is the greatest thing that you can learn from besides risk. And when you do risks, you put yourself in stressful situations. And when you become accustomed to stress, you learn so much about yourself. You learn what you're capable of, what you're not capable of. And when I say what you're capable of, that means what you can do and what you can push yourself to do, what you can push your mind to tell you to do. When you start becoming accustomed to stressful situations, you pull out a whole new you. You bring out just somebody you never thought possible. And this is something I figured out in myself. Everybody sees things as a negative, like, stress is terrible, and yes, it can be terrible. It can be so taxing on people. I've seen it be taxing on my eldest brother. Yes, it sucks, but if you want to learn to capture that stress and flip the switch on it, well, you know what you got to do? You got to see the positive in it. You got to see that you're going to learn from it, and you may not end up with a smile on your face or anything like that, but you've learned, and that's just, it's just as good, if not better, than a smile on your face, because you've learned how to get out of that stressful situation. When life presents you with that situation again, it may not be so stressful. There's literally so many positive things that you can learn from stress. It's crazy. Stress is almost a positive in some regards. Yes, it causes you to lay on your floor and cry when you're 900 miles from home and you have a final due the next day. But you know what? That taught me that, well, next semester I gotta, you know, pick myself up, realize that the world isn't collaborating against me. I gotta pick up my own shit, start studying beforehand, and I've learned from that situation when I get stressed because I didn't study all that time I could have been, then things would be a lot easier. That stress had allowed me to learn that if I just be more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not harder on myself, but more true to myself and understanding what stuff will do for me, then that makes everything easier. Stress has taught me that, you know, being away from home and being in stressful situations, snapping in a state semifinal football game as a sophomore, that stress has taught me that there's other things in life that are much easier. And if you can apply stress to your life and see a positive in it, I guarantee you that you're going to, I can literally guarantee that you will find better things that happen in your life. You will start seeing more positives. You will start seeing parts of yourself you've never seen before and that you didn't think were possible. It's a great thing that stress is, but people don't realize it. And once that you start seeing that great part of stress, it's going to change you. I promise. I shouldn't say I guarantee, because not everybody's the same. But if for those of you who are willing to better yourself, see the positive in stress. And truly understand, watch a video on stress and see what it means. Literally, just find out everything you can about something and then see the positive in it. And that's almost it's the best way to, it's so simple. If you want to see the best in life, you got to find the best in the worst things. And I've come to realize that this past semester, and I hope that all the listeners of this can too. But I was watching Joe Rogan a while ago on YouTube, and he's great. You know, I used to be a guy who didn't watch him. I thought he was just kind of weird and this and that. But he does motivational stuff, but he's also a very he does more stuff than just motivation. He does more of that stuff. But he said something. he said the best advice he ever got was live life like you're the hero in your own movie. And once I started to realize this, like, it's life-changing. It really is. You start picturing that you have, that someday you're going to have to release this movie. And do you want people to look at you like you're a failure piece of shit? And that's the way I've looked at it. I've looked at it as, yeah, I was doing good in school. I didn't go to parties. I did all this and that, but I was still lazy. I didn't strive to be a Division I athlete, and I'm so glad that I didn't do it then versus – I'm so glad I was lazy then versus now, because being lazy then allowed me to learn how to not be lazy and how to go after stuff. And I've learned that if I want this movie to be a good movie, I got to pick myself up. I was living a great life, but I wasn't living the best life I could live. And it's, you have to realize that right the fuck now is the beginning. It's not tomorrow. You can't say, I'm going to start tomorrow. No, it starts right now. Right as you hear this, your movie starts. That's when the opening scene is. And people see who you are right now, and that you can't be ashamed. You can't be ashamed of that. You have to embrace that. If you're not in a good spot, embrace that. Use it as fuel. I've learned that, you know what, there's nothing to be ashamed of in your life unless you bring that shame into your life. And that may sound super simple, or like, yeah, Glenn, that's no shit, but the only shame you bring into your life upon yourself is the stuff that you bring in your life, the stuff that you emphasize. And if you want that opening scene to be somewhat good and give that audience a piece of, you know what, this guy's gonna turn his shit around, then you know what you do? You start off, you write stuff down, you take a risk, you do this and that. And throughout that movie, you get better. You start doing stuff you wouldn't have done. And the audience can track you, and they can see your improvement, and they can do this and that. And it's okay to, at the moment, be a loser. At the moment, it's okay to be a loser. And what I say about that is, it's not okay to, you know, be stupid. But if you're not in the best spot right now, that's great. That just means it sets you up for a better success story. That's a positive. You got to see the positive and stuff. And by the end, you should inspire your audience. It shouldn't just be, you know what, I started off as a loser and now I've got a job. No, it's, I may have started off as a loser, but now I see the successful stuff in life. I see small victories in myself. I see happiness. It's not just about a job or about being a professional athlete. It's about the growth you've made in yourself. Once you start seeing the growth you've made in yourself, you see everything start to fall into place. And it's so simple how, if you want to change your life around in that movie from being that guy who you started off to the guy you want to be or the girl you want to be, then you just got to show up and start freaking swinging. You got to just get in the box. And you know what, the guy may be throwing 90, life may be throwing 90 miles an hour right at your hands, but you got to adjust to it. You got to, you know what, say, all right, this is what life's given me. I'm going to do what I can with it. I'm going to do the best thing I can with it. And Joe Rogan also says that 90% of your task is just showing up. And I love that, because once you show up, once you write that first thing in notes down about this is what I'm going to do, you've already changed your life. You changed your life right there. Now the last 10% is actually doing that stuff. And the hardest part about, I see all these videos on Twitter and Instagram of, I started off at 400 pounds and now in 1 year I've dropped, you know, 200 pounds and I'm down to 200. I'm lean, I'm fit, I feel the best I've ever felt. That wasn't the hard part. The hard part for those people was getting themselves in the gym, finally telling themselves they want to turn their shit around in their life. They want to start feeling good about themselves. That's the hard part. That's the 90% part. The 10% part is getting in once you got to the gym, once you finally brought yourself to do that stuff, when you start doing it. And I don't think people understand that you have to look at things that way if you want to really change stuff. If you want to, the hard part is not being in the gym. The hard part is not doing that math homework. It's telling yourself, you know what, screw all that other shit, I'm not drinking tonight, I'm going to do my math homework. That's the hard part. The hard part isn't getting in that cattle barn and it's not when you get there and when you start doing your work. It's telling yourself, you know what, instead of doing this stupid shit today, or instead of watching football on the couch, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do something with my life. That's the hard part. Once you realize that you need change, that's the hard part. Once you do that, everything is so much easier. I realize that when I talk about myself, my 90% for me was realizing I needed to get away from home to be the best me. I needed to do what I wanted to do to be the best me. And that 10% is what I'm doing now. That's the going to the 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. lifts. That's the going to the practices and all that shit. Now, don't get me wrong. That stuff can still be very hard in the moment, but you've already done the hardest part, which was finding out what you needed to do or what you wanted to do and telling yourself you were going to do it. And I think once people realize that, everything becomes so much more simple in life. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Realizing that life can be simple if you make it simple. Life can be happy if you make it happy. Life can be easy if you make it easy. And easy doesn't mean you glide through things. That means that you start seeing things in life that you didn't think you would see. That means that you start embracing failure. And I don't want to get into failure now, because I'll have another episode sometime on failure. Failure is the greatest thing. It's like stress, but anyways, I hope that this first episode gave you guys a sneak peek about what this is really going to be about. I know it wasn't great. I don't give a shit about that. I'm going to better myself in this this career of mine, and I this is stressful for me, but I'm learning how to talk to people. I'm learning how to communicate, you know, how to change people's lives. I'm learning how to do that right now, and I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys continue to go on this quest with me and learn with me and enjoy life with me, because there's always stuff to look forward to. I hope that everybody who listens to this can, you know, tell somebody, hey, listen to this kid. He may be an 18-year-old boy who hasn't seen a lot of the world, but you know, he's starting to get a grasp. And I hope that if you needed a pick me up, if you needed, you know, a little motivation, then this can help, because that's what I want to do. And I hope that you guys can really enjoy this video or this podcast, whatever you want to call it. And any feedback, again, like I said, I'd love it. Share this with whoever you want, and go out tomorrow and be a new you. And what I said might have been harsh tonight. It might have been sad, happy. It doesn't matter. I just hope that you guys can take away some good from this. And like I said in the preview, there may be happy shows. There may be sad shows. There may be stressful shows. It doesn't matter. I hope you guys enjoy this shit, and you know, you really take something away from it. I'm just a college kid trying to learn as much as I can right now, and I hope that if you're 8 years old or 80 years old, that you still find purpose in this video and enjoy this stuff, because I can tell you I enjoyed just getting this shit off my chest tonight. So thank you for everything, and God bless, and have a good one.